Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna. The devotees are preparing for the Abhisheka, which is scheduled to start at 6 o'clock. So, we were asked to speak. I know you've been sufficiently blessed with so much Gaurakatha today. But we will speak a little bit more just to keep the mood. I was thinking of speaking on stories with a message. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are like an unlimited ocean of devotion and great instructions. The instructions are important because unless we understand the meaning behind these pastimes, we will get blessed by hearing them. But when you know the deeper meanings, then they help us to progress in our Krishna conscious practice. I will mention one pastime, it's called faith in Krishna consciousness, or faith in devotion, faith in the Lord, faith in the process of devotional service. Without faith, there's no question of spiritual progress. The whole process of devotional service is based on faith in the Lord, faith in the Lord's words through the scriptures, faith in the Lord's representative, the spiritual master, and faith in the process of bhakti, faith. And faith that if I apply myself to these principles and instructions and guidelines, I can achieve the goal, which is pure love of God. But faith is constantly being, what we say, challenged, tested by circumstances in our Krishna conscious life. Faith is so essential that without faith, you can't do anything, really. You can't chant, you can't really see the value of anything. So there's one story that illustrates when we say the topmost level of faith and how faith, is, when applied in completion, really attracts the attention and the happiness of the Lord. Now I tell this story because it applies to everyone, but specifically, this story applies to those in the Grihastha Ashram. Mm-hmm. And it centers around Srivas Thakur. Mm-hmm. Srivas Thakur was a Grihastha. He had a big family. He had three brothers, Sri Nidhi, Sri Pati, Sri Ram. And of course, their wives, family members, his mother, his children. Practically, they all were living in the same place, same house, extended family. One day, Lord Chaitanya was curious, and so he approached Srivas. And he said, Srivas, you know, you don't work. You don't have an occupation. How do you live? How do you maintain your family? How do you get your food? Srivas responded in a very unusual way, a really unusual. He went, three times, clapped his hands three times. And that's all. That was the answer. That's how he responded to Lord Chaitanya's question. Lord Chaitanya said, and simply repeated, he said, what does that mean? Srivas Thakur said in response that if Krishna, the Supreme Lord, does not provide food for the family for one day, if he doesn't supply our needs for 2 days, and if he doesn't do it for the third day, 3 days, then I drown myself in the Ganges. That was his answer. Upon hearing that, Lord Chaitanya roared. He really roared in happiness. He said, Srivas! Even if the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, has to go from house to house with a begging bowl. Ah, Lakshmi, she doesn't beg. Even if she has to do that, she gives. There will always be food in your house. He had such faith that simply by surrendering 100% his life, his activities, everything, his family, everything, in the service of the Lord would provide whatever he needed. And it was a fact. He had such faith. Now, you might say, wow, that's not for me. And it may not be. Because if you don't have the faith of Srivas, you can't really do it. But this is the Lord's, how he reciprocates, based on how much faith we have, and that faith applies to our surrender. The Lord takes care of our needs. He takes care of everything. In fact, he takes care of better than we can take care of it ourselves. Perfectly, completely, and without anything left. And that is the Supreme Lord's. So this faith really is everything in our process of Krishna consciousness. Story about faith. Lord Chaitanya, we just heard beautiful narration by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, how Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. Beautiful story. The ultimate principle of compassion. The ultimate act of compassion, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And giving up, as Maharaj mentioned, his beautiful and devoted, lovely wife, his loving mother, his reputation, everything, simply to take sannyas, to show compassion to the fallen conditioned souls. And Lord Chaitanya, although he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he followed that sannyas ashram. He lived by the principles of a sannyasi. And it was a challenge for him because devotees knew that he was the Supreme Lord. So they would sometimes offer him gifts or facilities that were, what we say, outside the boundaries of the sannyas, what we say, practice. One time, Jagannanda Pandit. Now, who was Jagannanda Pandit? It's explained that Jagannanda Pandit was In a previous birth, he was the Queen Satyabhama. Appeared again in Lord Chaitanya's Leela. Now, he had such affection for the Lord. But in the mood of Satyabhama, he also had a feisty nature. He would be, demanding. So one time he decided to purchase some very fragrant, expensive oil. And he wanted to give it to Lord Chaitanya as a gift. So he did. He came with this pot of beautiful, very fragrant, I believe it was sandalwood oil, but mixed with other fragrances. Very aromatic, very precious. He paid a large amount of wealth for it. So he said to Sarup Damodar Goswami, please give this gift coming from me to Lord Chaitanya. And so Sarup Damodar, he took it and he brought it and he said, this is a gift from Jagadananda Pandit. And Lord Chaitanya saw it and he smelled it. He said, what does he think I am? If I put this on and I walk down the streets, people will say, what kind of sannyasi is that? He smells so nice. He's simply a tantric sannyasi. I cannot do it. Actually, this oil is very nice. So you should take it and you should bring this oil and give it to the servants of Lord Jagannath to be used in the service of Jagannath for his worship, for his pleasure. So Sarup Damodar took the oil. He was walking out. And Jagadananda Pandit approached Sarup Damodar Goswami and said, did the Lord like my gift? What did he say? Well, Sarup Damodar Goswami was very honest. He said, we should offer this nice oil to Lord Jagannath. So immediately, Jagadananda Pandit became very upset. He grabbed the pot of oil from the hands of Sarup Damodar, smashed it on the ground. When he went into his room, closed the door, and he fasted. When the news got back to Lord Chaitanya what happened, he was worried. And Jagannanda Pandit fasted for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and Lord Chaitanya was worried about him. He was fasting, and he was really upset. Didn't come out of his room. So Lord Chaitanya was thinking, I have to do something to relieve him of his situation. So one day he went, and he went knocking on the door of Jagadananda Pandit. He knocked. He said, Jaggi! Short for Jagadananda. Very affectionate term. He said, it's me. I'm hungry. Can you cook for me? And Jagadananda Pandit, he came out, didn't say anything. He opened the door. The Lord came in and he sat down and he went immediately into the kitchen and he started cooking. So he was cooking and he's cooking. He cooked a wonderful meal for Lord Chaitanya. It was more like a feast, actually. And then he presented it to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, so nice. And then he started to taste the various preparations. And then he said, at one point while he was taking the prasadam, he said, oh, when you're angry, you cook very nicely. He could taste the what we call the anger of his bhakti. Because in his mood of Satyabhama, she would get angry for Krishna, but it was always in love. The special flavor. And that flavor is exemplified that when the Lord is sometimes chastised or ridiculed or minimized by his devotees, those who are pure devotees who have unalloyed love for him, that type of approach or that type of love toward the Lord is pleasing to the Lord, very pleasing, more pleasing than those who worship the Lord out of in awe and reverence and with great devotion. So the Lord he cooked such a big feast, and it was more than Lord Chaitanya wanted, but he was afraid if he stopped eating that Jagadananda Pandit would get mad. So he ate, and he ate, and he ate, and Jagadananda Pandit was just feeding him more and more. And he was saying, I can't eat anymore. I'm a sannyasi. This is enough. Jagadananda Pandit just kept feeding him. Finally he said, please, that's enough. Stop. He said, now I will take some rest. Please take prasadam. The Lord did this simply to get Jagadananda to take prasadam. That was the reason. So Govinda was there also, Lord Chaitanya's assistant. So he said to Govinda, Govinda, I'm going to take rest and lay down. Please make sure that he takes prasadam. And let me know when I wake up whether he takes or not. This is the kind of love that Lord Chaitanya had for his devotees. He was so concerned that they were happy and satisfied. But still, he maintained that ashram of sannyasi very strictly. But it was so difficult, so difficult. And of course, later on when he woke up, he asked Govinda, 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 did Jagadananda eat? Did he eat prasadam? He was just very anxious to hear. And the Lord, and Govinda said, yes, he took. And the Lord was so happy. The Lord was so happy. So the Lord was pleased. Not long after that, Jagadananda came with another gift. He did it again. This time it was a bed. A straw bed. He made it with his own hands. Because he was thinking, you know, Lord Chaitanya is laying on the hard ground. And his beautiful body, which is so soft, is probably experiencing so much discomfort and pain. He should have a nice bed. So he made this bed out of straw, and he gave it to Srup Damodar to give to Lord Chaitanya, and he brought it in. And Lord Chaitanya said, what is that? And Srup Damodar Goswami said, he didn't say anything. And then Lord Chaitanya said, it's coming from Jagadananda Pandit. Now he wants me to enjoy material happiness. So he didn't know what to do. If he rejected this bed, then he would probably fast again or maybe do something even more drastic. So Srup Damodara Goswami, it's good when you have a good personal assistant that knows what to do in difficult situations. So Srup Damodara Goswami, he took the bed and he took it apart and took most of the straw out and left with a thin mat, and he gave it to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya accepted it. And then he came back, and Jagadananda Pandit was there. Did he like my gift, the bed? Oh, yes, he's using it. Very nice. So in that way, he kept his austerity, and at the same time, he pleased his devotee. So this illustrates how he wanted to please his devotees, and at the same time, to follow very, very strictly his sannyas varna. Although he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he taught by example. He was the ideal grihastha. He was the ideal, disciple of his spiritual masters, Keshava Bharati, Ishwara Puri. And then when he became sannyas, he followed that ashram perfectly, strictly. Because yad yad evrte shtreshta tat tat devik tanarjana tadyapurutu lokas tat anuvartante. Whatever great souls do, common persons follow. And whatever standards they set by exemplary actions, all the world pursues. So setting the standard in order for others to follow.
Very strictly.
So these are a few wonderful pastimes in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. And we have about till 6 o'clock, which is about 15 minutes before the Abhisheka. So I'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Gaur Vimanandi Hari Hari Go.
In a few minutes.
Ajanu Lambita Bujo Kanaka Vadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Dujavaro Yugadharma Palo Bande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartame Kapurusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shariradhari Kripam Budhir Yastamaham Prapadya Anarpitam charim chirat karunaya vatirna kalo samarpaitu munnato jvalarasam svabhakti shriyam hari purata sundara dyoti kadamba sandipita sadaridaya kandare spuratu vasachinandana jaya jaya mahaprabhu sri krishna chaitanya tanghara charana shrita saivadadanya jaya sri krishna chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It's so wonderful to be in the company of so enthusiastic devotees like yourselves. It's very nice. It's very encouraging. So, you know, when Lord Chaitanya appeared in this world, there was a lunar eclipse. And generally speaking, lunar eclipse is inauspicious. It's a bad omen. Why did the Lord choose to appear in a day like this? Actually, there are two reasons. First reason, because pious Hindus, when there is an eclipse, they chant the holy name, they take bath in the holy river to counteract the bad effect of the eclipse. So, like Ranath Maharaj explained that Advaita Acharya Haridas Thakur, there was also on the Ganga thousands of people chanting the holy name. And Haridas Thakur told Advaita Acharya, let this eclipse lasts forever, because all people were chanting the holy name of the Lord. So that is one reason to inaugurate the Harinam just by his appearance. The second reason is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Rahu, the evil planet, thought, the golden moon of Lord Gauranga is appearing in this world. What is the need for this imperfect moon with black spot on it? So he decided to cover the moon. Even his evil mind became affected by the appearance of the Lord. He became devotional, even Rahu. Just see how powerful is Lord Gauranga. Huh? So, when Mahaprabhu started the Sankirtan movement, he called the devotees and gave them instruction how to preach. He told them, Shuno Shuno Nityananda, Shuno Haridas, Sarvatra Amara Pragya, Koroho Prakash, Pratigare Gaya Gya, Korohe Bhiksha, Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna Shikha. Hear me, Haridas, listen to me, Nityananda. Go door to door and beg people these alms. Bolo Krishna, chant Krishna's name. Bhaja Krishna, worship Lord Krishna. Ankoro Krishna Shikha, worship, follow Krishna's instruction as they are in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. putting that order on their heads. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur will go every day to preach. And in the evening they will bring the Sankirtan result. How many people promise to chant the holy name? How many times? Like that. But sometime, Haridas Thakur will bring loving complaints about Nityananda Prabhu. He lovingly, jokingly, Haridas Thakur will tell Lord Chaitanya, please control your Avadhuta Nitai because sometime he put me in trouble. Sometime we go to the house, one man to preach and he has a cow. So he goes and milk the cow, drink the milk and run away without paying for the milk. And I also try to run, but I'm old man, I can't run as fast as him. So the owner of the cow, he caught me and asked me to pay. And since I have no money, he put me to work. So I get in trouble, please tell him not to do this. Another time, he jumped in the Ganga where there are so many crocodiles. And he put me in a lot of anxiety because he started to slap the crocodiles and climb on their back, you know. And he laughed and I asked him for help, please help, you know. And sometimes he approached a Muslim girl and hold her hand and ask her, will you marry me? And the girl become very shy, run away. So please tell him not to do these things. And all the devotees laugh and enjoy so much the past times, you know. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, like Maharaj explained, when he asked the devotees after a few days of staying in Shantipur, now it's time for me to go. You know, sannyasi can't stay long in one place. He has to go to preach. And the devotees started crying and lamenting. And they told him, we can't maintain our life without you. Please stay a few more days. So he, to please them, he stayed a few more days. And next time, same thing happened, you know, 2-3 times. And he told them, look, I know you love me very much. And I also love you very much. You know that. Actually, if Mother Sachi asked me to stay, to give up my sannyas and go back to Navadvip, I will do it. Or they will run to Mother Sachi to tell her the good news. Nimai said that, you know. Will you definitely tell him to come back? And she with a sad smile told them, of course I want him back. But more painful than me, than his separation, is that people will criticize, oh, he didn't perform his duty as a sannyasi properly. They will criticize. That would be more painful to me than being separated from him. So, tolerating his separation, I can't ask him to come. See how much love she has for him, that it's more painful to her that people will criticize than being separated. So much love, huh? So Mahaprabhu came and bowed down in front of his mother and told her, Mother, in madness I took sannyas. This body belongs to you. So whatever you order me, I will do. And then she asked him, please stay in Jagannath Puri so the devotee always bring me news about you. So in that way he departed with 5 devotees, Nityananda, Mukunda, you know, Narahari, like that. And on the way he was in internal mood, chanting the holy name, feeling the separation of Krishna. But they have to pass one toll, you know, tax. They have to pay tax, you know, toll. There was a Muslim soldier there guarding. So he saw Mahaprabhu's sannyasi, you know, fakir. That's a Muslim fakir, sannyasi is fakir. So he thought, this is fakir. He let him, he asked him, are this people with you or you're alone? He said, my only possession in this world is only Krishna. I have nobody else in this world. He was showing his detachment from everyone, from everything. So he let him go. But he told the others, you have to pay. And they told him, look, we are his servants. We are traveling with him. He's showing his detachment, his love for God. So try to understand. Please let us go. We don't have no money. So he told them, with one condition only. I never saw any human being like him. He was crying and some of his tears touched my body. How can the human being cry like that? That his tears comes like rain and jumping from his eyes, touching everybody around him. No human being can do something like that. Actually, Lord Chaitanya started to show symptoms of love for Krishna after taking initiation from Ishvarapuri. When he will cry for 3 hours non-stop, feeling Krishna's separation. And when he will laugh in the kirtan, feeling Krishna's presence in the kirtan, in the holy name, he will laugh for 3 hours non-stop. Which human being can do something like that? Impossible. And he changed color. Sometimes he fall like a golden stick to the ground. He will shiver. His mother will play to Lord Narayan, please protect my son. Because she was very afraid for his well-being. One time some Kaviraj came to Navadvip and they passed through the house of Sachimata. So she took advantage to ask them, please, can you advise, you are good doctors and astrologers, can you tell me what is the problem with my son? And she explained the symptoms, shivering, changing color of the body, standing the hair on end, laughing, crying, rolling on the ground, all these things. So they start to study, you know, there are four or five doctors, they're studying, oh yes, yes, this is like that. And finally they gave the verdict. They said, oh, your son has the airs of the brain disturbed. So don't worry, we will give you some Shiva oil. You rub on his head every night. In a few weeks, 2-3 weeks, he will be all right. So when Lord Chaitanya heard that, he took a stick and chased them away. So the news about being mad, all over Navadvip, people were talking about that, you know. One time, Srivas Thakur came to see the Lord. And the Lord asked him, Srivas, do you believe what people are saying is true about my sickness? And Srivas Thakur told him, my dear Lord, let this air blow toward me, please. Be merciful to me. Give me some of your sickness. I wish to have a little bit of that. The symptoms you're showing is a symptom of pure love for Krishna. Your life is perfect. Your life is wonderful. Your life is completely dedicated to Lord Krishna. It's glorious. Then Lord Chaitanya embraced Srivas and told him, today you saved my life. Because if you will have said the same as other people saying, I will drown out myself in the Ganga immediately. So after the Muslim soldier, he told them, if you take me to him and ask him to bless me, then I will let you go without any payment. Please, please do that for me. He told them, I feel in my heart that he's the same Allah that I pray 5 times in a day. He's the same person I worship every day. Please ask him to give me his blessing. So they were happy. They took him to Lord Chaitanya. And he bowed down to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya touched him. And immediately he started to dance and chant. All the sinful reactions went away. And he became a great Vaishnava. By the mercy of the Lord. Hari Bol. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Last pastime. Then they entered the state of Orissa. Lord Chaitanya was in internal mood. But suddenly he passed through a river and there was a dhobi, washerman, washing some clothes. So he asked the dhobi, he came to external consciousness and he stopped and asked the dhobi, dhobi, please chant the holy name of the Lord. Say Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. The dhobi said, he thought, oh, this is sannyasi, maybe I have to give donation, I'm a poor man. And he said, my Lord, I am very poor, I can't give you anything. No, 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 you don't have to give me anything. Only please say Hari Bol. Hari Bol. The dhobi still doubtful, he said, oh, I'm very busy washing this cloth, I have no time for this. Lord Chaitanya told him, okay, give the cloth to me, I will wash, you chant. The dhobi said, okay, I will please you. The devil didn't stop washing, but he said, Hari Bol. Lord Chaitanya said, oh, that's very nice. Say it one more time. Hari Bol. Two times. The Lord said, one more time. Three times. And when he said third time, he left this closet and started to chant and dance, you know. And continued chanting. His wife came a few hours later with the lunch. She told him, since when you are a dancer, come eat your lunch. But he could not hear her because he was in ecstasy. He could not even see her. His eyes were white, you know, up like that. He couldn't see anybody. So she became very frightened. She thought maybe Bhoot entered his body or something. So she called some men from the village to help her. So they came. 20-30 men, you know. And one of them, more brave than the others, he came and tried to hold his arms to stop him. But as soon as he touched him, he also started to dance and chant. And the others, they became more frightened. So he's possessed by the Bhoot now. But the second man, although he was also in ecstasy, he could relate to people. He could speak to them. He could, you know, see them. So he told them, don't be afraid. This is not bad. This is very nice. Very nice. Don't be afraid. Come, come, come. And he touched all of them. They all started to dig kirtan. Even the wife of the dobi started to dance and chant. So everybody was laughing, smiling, all the devotees seeing the Leela of Mahaprabhu. So the next town, the next village, they heard that their neighbors became mad. And out of curiosity, they came to see what was going on. And you know what happened then. In this way, by giving this order to one person, chant the holy name, Hari Bol, the Sankirtan movement spread every town and village. Hare Krishna. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.